Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and camp in front of Pi Hahiroth, between Migdal and the sea. They are to camp by the sea, facing Baal Zephon. Then Pharaoh will say about the Israelites, 'They are wandering around in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.' I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that he will pursue them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and his army. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So that is what the Israelites did. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials had a change of heart concerning the people. They said, "What have we done? We have let Israel go. They will not serve us anymore." So Pharaoh prepared his chariot and took his troops with him. He also took 600 of the best chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites. The Israelites were going out defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his charioteers, and his army, caught up with them where they were camping, by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth, which faces Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. The Israelites were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you took us to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Wasn't this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the salvation from the Lord, which he will perform for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You must wait quietly." The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to set out. As for you, lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide the sea so that the Israelites can go through the middle of the sea on dry ground. I myself will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go into the sea after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and his entire army, through his chariots and his charioteers. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I have gained glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his charioteers." Then the angel of God, who was going in front of the Israelite forces, moved and went behind them. The pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and stood behind them. It went between the Egyptian forces and the Israelite forces. The cloud was dark on one side, but it lit up the night on the other. Neither group approached the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all night long the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned the sea into dry land. The waters were divided. The Israelites went in the middle of the sea on dry ground. The waters were like a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his charioteers went after them into the middle of the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian forces from the pillar of fire and cloud. Then he confused the Egyptian forces. He jammed their chariot wheels, and they had difficulty driving them. The Egyptians said, "We must flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters will come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots and their charioteers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea returned to its normal place. While the Egyptians were fleeing from it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the middle of the sea. The waters came back and covered the chariots and the charioteers. The entire army of Pharaoh that went into the sea after the Israelites, not even one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the middle of the sea on dry land, and the waters were like a wall for them on their right and on their left. On that day, the Lord saved Israel from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the mighty hand which the Lord put into action against the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in Moses, his servant. Chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. They said, "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. He has cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea. His elite officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters covered them. They sank down to the depths like a stone. Lord, your right hand is glorious in power. Lord, your right hand has shattered the enemy. In your great majesty, you overthrew those who opposed you. You sent out your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. At the blast from your nostrils, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a dam. The deep waters became solid in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, 'I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the plunder. I will do whatever I want with them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them.' But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Lord, who is like you among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in praise, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your mercy, you will lead the people that you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy pasture land. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be terrified. Trembling will seize the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away in despair. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the great power of your arm, they will be as still as stone until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people whom you have purchased pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain that belongs to you, the place, O Lord, that you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever." When Pharaoh's horses, along with his chariots and charioteers, went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back on them. But the Israelites walked on dry land in the middle of the sea. Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a hand drum, and all the women followed her with drums and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.